The Dragonling's Very Special Valentine. Dragonlings of Valdir by S. E. Smith. Performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1.
Mommy, can I have a cookie?
Phoenix asked, peeking above the table after she crawled up onto one of the chairs to see what her mom was doing. Carmen turned a soft, loving gaze to Phoenix and nodded.
Yes, but just one. I don't want it to spoil your lunch, she said with a smile.
Phoenix scowled and shook her head.
I can eat lots of cookies and still eat lunch. My dragon is always hungry, she replied with a serious expression. Did you make hearts? I love hearts.
I know you like hearts. That's one reason I made them in this shape, Carmen chuckled, and tapped Phoenix's nose with a fingertip covered in frosting.
Oh my, you have red frosting on your nose.
Frosting? Is that the yummy sweet stuff?
Creon growled, stepping into the kitchen and sniffing in appreciation before looking at Phoenix when she turned her head and grinned up at him. I think I need to lick that off. Phoenix's eyes widened, and she released a squeal of laughter when her dad came at her with his hands up, growling like he was going to eat her up. She slid off the chair and took off for the living room, with Creon playfully snarling and chasing her. Carmen laughed when she heard Spring's dragon's delighted roar when she came to help protect her sister from the daddy monster. Carmen smiled and shook her head, enjoying the sounds of giggles and deep masculine laughter coming from the other room. She refocused on decorating the cookies. She added the words, "Be mine," on one of them. She shook her head, and her lips twitched when she heard Creon's startled howl of pain. Spring must have been successful in sneaking past his defenses. Her dragon was teething, and Creon was her favorite chew toy at the moment. Carmen glanced up when she saw Creon walk back into the kitchen, rubbing his ear. She raised an eyebrow at Creon as she picked up the cookie she had just finished and placed it on the rack for the icing to set. Warmth filled her when he walked up behind her and slid his arms around her waist before resting his chin on her shoulder.
I hope you told Spring that she isn't supposed to bite, Carmen murmured, picking up the next cookie and placing it on the rack with the others.
Of course not, Creon replied. I had Phoenix trapped, and Spring wanted to protect her sister. Besides, she didn't bite me all that hard.
Carmen tilted her head back and glanced at his ear.
You're bleeding, she stated. Baby dragons have very sharp teeth. It doesn't matter if she bites hard or not, it is going to draw blood.
Creon reached up and touched his ear. He scowled when he looked at his fingers and saw the tiny smear of blood. He released Carmen and walked over to the sink. He dampened a disposable cloth and wiped the small cut before he tossed the cloth into the trash disposal and washed his hands. Carmen saw the mischievous grin curve his lips when he turned his gaze to the cookies she had finished.
Don't you dare, she warned,
but it was too late. He had already snagged two off the rack before she could stop him.
Between the girls and you, I'm not going to have any cookies to take to Paul and Morian's tonight.
Why do you have words on them? You did not write on the other cookies you have made, Creon observed, gazing at the words written in red frosting. I like them.
Carmen glanced at him with an amused smile after he took a huge bite out of the cookie and moaned in pleasure. Unable to resist, she leaned closer to him. She gazed up into his golden eyes before bending close enough to flick her tongue along the corner of his mouth where a tiny smear of frosting was stuck.
You had some yummy sweet stuff there, she whispered, her gaze growing hot when she felt his reaction.
I will never be able to thank the goddess enough for bringing you into my life, Creon murmured, pulling her tight against his body. I love you, Carmen.
Is you going to kiss her? Can I have your cookie if you do?
Spring asked from behind her mother. Carmen rested her head against Creon's chest and giggled.
It never failed.
Now that the girls were older, every time they tried to sneak a moment alone, it was like a neon sign going off, and one or both of the girls would appear. She felt Creon's hand move. Spring's delighted giggle told her he had given her the cookie he was holding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?